Criminal of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Hilchos Erevin, Siman Shin Pei Beis, the middle of Sif Aleph, where the Siman is talking about if the residence of a non-Jew is an Akiv in the Erev. So, we spoke about in Mechaber, that if someone lives with a non-Jew in the Chatzar, it doesn't make it problematic until there are two Jews living in two different homes. Then the non-Jew makes a forbidden on them, and it doesn't help for him to mbalpul the shus. Rather, you have to rent from him. So now that's where on Reish Nunim and Aleph, the Ramok continues. Hago Yisrael shehiskir or Yisrael basically any Yehudi, a Jew who rents or loans his house to a non-Jew, ino Yisrael does not make a forbidden on the Jew because lehiskir or Yisrael basically because he didn't rent or lend them his house, kadesh Yisrael that it should make a forbidden on him to carry in this Erev. That's a Magen Mishnah Perek Beis. But if the house is from a non-Jew, and the Jew's renting it from him, and the non-Jew's living with him in his house, the rental of the house is not effectively in Skirs Erev regarding the halachic requirement of renting for the Erev. That's the Erzura. Continues Ramah, Yisrael, a Jew, who loans or rents a house to his friend, the Mokum Shadarm and Yehudim, in a place where non-Jews live. Even if he has still some form of a hold in the house, it's not effective. But Yehudi, that's considered two Jews, and you have to rent from the non-Jew. That's based on the name. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin. Rabbah said, the Jew that rents or loans a house to a non-Jew does not make it forbidden on him. Because the Lahiska Bahulu didn't rent it or lend it to the non-Jew, so that it should be problematic for him. But Steve Avid Zakrit Jalarajba, cause of Oitam didn't say, right? It's another reasoning for this halacha. Shane Darkusha Yisrael, it's not the norm of a Jew, Lahaska or Lahash or Laakam Bais, to rent or to loan a house to a non-Jew, Bechatzar Shur Shar Betoicha, in the courtyard that he himself lives there. Therefore, Vlagoza Chacham, the sage did not make a decree of this making the Erev prohibited in the case which is not common. Sharatzian Azvav says, look at the base made that is masik on the halacha derma, because you're not going to be able to have the takana drabbanon that you shouldn't learn from his actions because this is common. Look over there. Now you didn't see the words of Rashi, but it's a kodesh that we brought that it's not. Look also over there that he brings from the words of Rambam and the Chibra and the Pirish Mishnah is that disagrees on the halacha derma. And it concludes with Tzarchin Ladina, and therefore it seems the halacha that the words of the Vilna Gaon are correct, that it doesn't differentiate at all between Yisrael and the Kuti. Rather, if you can remove him or you can't remove him, and you can remove him, even according to Rambam, one can believe it as it's understandable. Says Mr. Rufat, this is Embriya Grubba Khan, Embriya Grubba here, El, and previously with Mr. Nayan Chadaita, his opinion is the Davka Beshehisna, Amaskar Amasol, which we just mentioned the Sharatin, specifically, when he stipulates the one who's renting or lending to the non-Jew, that he can remove him at any time that he wants to. Then, okay, then it's like he's not here. But we can, in the case we cannot remove him, he does make a prohibit on him. But if the house is up from a non-Jew and the Jew's renting from him and the non-Jew's living with him, then Pirish, don't say this is Hatzarach Lein Heter Tiltal. That the rental that's needed to allow carry. Nichlal, it's included with Skiris Abayis in the original rental of the house that you did from the non Jew. Because it's a premise that's obvious. He did not rent from him the house, a daita, with the intention she also taught the Shabbos that should be prepared to carry in Shabbos. But he starts to Liska or just vacuum that you shouldn't have to rent anymore the property from the non Jew. We don't say that Rakbim Askir, only by the owner, but by the landlord, not by the renter. You do have to rent still from the non Jew his rishos. Siv cotton test. And the non-Jew lives with him, but in Ritzalim, what it means to say Anochi Amaskir, the landlord, lives Sivkot near the Bayis Imai with the house with him. Marriage so much Yisrael La'akim Chedim Yuchad that the non-Jew has a distinct room. The Yisrael Rishus La'Yisrael the Shlomos B'chol Bayis because if the Jew has permission to utilize the whole house, like Gar Meschir La'Kiddush La'akim, then it's not any less than the worker of the non-Jew. La'Yisrael Liskar Rishus, you wouldn't have to rent from his Rishus. Why Meschiv Tezvamach Eksavim Sham? What we write over there.
Siv Konyedav continues the Ramah. He says, Yisrael Shehil Shalachulu. Now, he's a Jew that borrowed or rented a house to his friend where non-Jews live. Even though he has some type of tefis in the house, it's not effective. It's like two Jews, and you have to rent from the non-Jew. Ritzlam, what I mean to say is like this. Yisrael yesh lo shnei batim. A Jew has two homes. In the courtyard where a non-Jew lives. Behuda b'vayisach, he's living in one house, where shnei hiskel Yisrael lacha, in the other house, he rents out to another yid. V'yesh l'b'vayisach, and he has in that house, tefis is yad, some right away. D'hayin sheshu b'keilim, she'in until m'shabbos. He left over vessels that cannot be moved on Shabbos. So Machma said, because of this, ain't tzrichon or b'neim, so that between the two of them, they don't have to make a name of commissions about b'sim and shenayin. Come to tell you that filach even so in chashum kechad they're not considered as one. But tzvichim liskem akam have to rent from the non-Jew. The tefis is yad lo other mei ever been there because the tefis is yad the right away that he has over there that he has some ownership there is not better than like if they made an heir between them. Shein the moil that's not effective because much leisachem and akam as long as they didn't rent from the non-Jew. Kamoch kesavim like a rub siv kodal. I'm bre alacha the maschlafa pi. Much kesavim is what we wrote regarding this siv base in bit leisayim reshusim leechemem. If the Jews nullified their property to one. One of them, that they should consider like an individual, like as if they're all living in one house in regards to the non-Jew. In the middle, that's not effective. Says Mishpurus of Kodnyu Bezla Echemem to one of them. Shiel Kapam, that it should be at least Humutl Talta, at least he should be permitted to carry the Hemi U.S. room, even though they're going to be forbidden to carry. Ukamashin is Balel, like we say, explained previously, Simashin Pei. Says Kodnyu, in the middle, that's not effective. Then that would be the case. Be Talta to us, Avim Maisa Mavi, you would nullify the Halacha of the Air from that Mavi, which relates to Liska Klo. They're not going to have to rent at all. Yechel Tamalavata, they could always just do a bittle. And therefore, the halacha of Eiv is going to be forgotten, and if it's not a valid option. The Sharatian says, and if you're going to say they'll make an Eiv even though it's not effective, they're going to say an Eiv is effective even when the non-Jew is there. As says the Gemara, but that's not valid. Per halacha in Divrei Maschil, Einoi Yisraelov. The Ramah said that Yisrael that rents or lends his house to an Ein Yehudi, the Inu does not make it forbidden. Now it's Pasha, that's Lav Davka that doesn't make it forbidden. It's even on others that live over there, it doesn't make it forbidden. Because if not, what does it help by saying that Eino Yisrael Lav, since it would make it forbidden on others to carry, so by default he would also be forbidden because the others will then make it forbidden on him. That says the Mamma Matchan, it's written Bechi Yisrael. According to this, if there's no Balabais that lives over there himself at all, he just rents his courtyard to other Jews and to a Nachri. It's possible regarding this that it's not applicable to the reason of the Ramah, that lo hiskra daita, etc., because he's not there. And then you could say that the Nachri would make it forbidden on them. And that's how it's written in the Sevechem Moshe and Shem Pedal that look over there. It says, I also found Bechir Yosef in the Sevechem that's inclined like this. And Chai Adam writes that even if he himself does not live over in the Chatzar, you also say that he wouldn't rent it to him with the intention of making it forbidden on the other Jews that live over there with the Nachri. Says the Be'alach, according to my humble understanding, it seems that Iker is like the Chemin Meshin Bechir Yosef, that is a problem, because since the Iker Alach of the Ramah is a Tzarchin, like the way all the Chemin are find it difficult, like we wrote ourselves in the Sharatin, the Be'alach later on, Shem Be'dalat, so it's enough for us to be lenient when he himself lives over there in the Chatzar. And this proves, in Nishmas Adim, you could easily reject, because over there, the discussion in Taisus is also where he lives over there with the Bachrim, and if the Bachrim make a forbidden on each other, by default, he would also be forbidden, and regarding that, of course, there's no doubt regarding our situation, like the way we're in the name of my matcha, our words are only when he himself does not live over there. And this that Nishma Sun writes in the words of Rashba over there says the Belacha does not seem to be correct at all. The Ramask of Pesh, just like Tvisa Bechulu, that even though he has the Tvisa in the bias, that's not going to help, and they would have to rent for the non Jew. So look at Mishbrus of Kutin Yud Aleph, where we wrote the reason of this. So look at the Be'agra and Sevkut involved that he won this on this Alacha. However, at the end of the day, They don't make a forbidden on each other through Tefisas Yad without any Erev. And the klal is that whenever they don't make a forbidden on each other, the Chacham did not require to rent from the non-Jew. And that's how he wanted to save my matcha, not some mogim, the remain with the tzarchin. So looking at the domestic, he has some good love that he answers a little bit the words of the Ramah. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 17. Dirshu number 15. Ramah said that he's not renting or lending to the non-Jew to make it forbidden on him. Now, if he sells a residence to a non-Jew to live over there, the truth is some sefer writes that according to all opinions, the Nachi would make it forbidden. You don't say, oh, he didn't sell his house, that he should make it forbidden on him, because the Mechiri doesn't depend on the intention of the seller. It depends also on the intention of the buyer. Just number 16, if he rents a residence to a Yisrael Mumer, and Chubas Chayi Ari is not sure if this would also apply the reasoning that he doesn't rent his dira to make it forbidden on him. Just number 17, he said the schirs of the bias is not effective regarding the schiris of the Erev. However, if at times he utilized the chatzar in something that because of the schiris, the Nachri is not obligated to let him do this, and the Nachri is not makbar on him regarding this, so Chaznish writes, it's possible that that utility is considered like a loaning the area, which brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, so if you'd bay, is that that's effective like rental of the Rishus. But the Mishpura later on said, Fikat Lamazayim, that he holds, they just need to have a kinyan in lending the area. And he says you have to look in if the words of Chaznish are said also regarding his Shita. There's some 18. Shuvas Chassam Sefer writes that there are two reasons that the Mishpura brings the Zifkot and Zayin complement each other. Because since on the first reason that he's not going to lend his house to make a forbidden him, one could ask, which was how the Ramah said it, because Chazal made a gzera on the residents of a non-Jew so that you don't learn from his actions. And therefore they made it difficult on the Jew to have to rent from him as Rishos. And this gezerah doesn't depend on the willingness of Israel. So there you have to say that the ikkah of the Teretz is that this thing that the Jew is going to rent the house to a Nachri is something that's uncommon. However, they should have made a gezerah because of Lei Plug. On that Ramah writes that they did not make a gezerah because he's not lending or renting his Rishos to make a forbidden him. So really, they supplement each other. There's some number 19. The Vilna Gaon is Miyashiv. With this concept of a maskir or a mashal, the shiyachal asalkoi, that if you remove him, the steer in the words of Shulchan Aruch. Later on, the Shem Pidat Sefavi Paskins that the Nachri that goes into be a guest in the residence temporarily, if he's accustomed to come, he makes a forbidden right away. And if he's not, doesn't make a forbidden until after 30 days. You don't say that he wasn't maskir mashal lebeisoi or almanas that it should make a forbidden him. On that he answers that here it's talking about that you can remove him, and therefore it doesn't make it forbidden. Later on it's talking about that he cannot remove him, therefore it makes it forbidden. Shartzin Sivkot Vav agrees halacha with the Vilna Gaon. Over in Bialacha later on, over the end of Masla Enoi, he brings other answers in the Melachrein to resolve the stira, that according to them, there's no hechach from the Shulchan Aruch to the halacha of the Vilna Gaon. Pinchas Nish, that even if you can remove him at all times, he'll make it forbidden, and you cannot permit only if he's a partner with him with the baking and the cooking, where then he's secondary to the Balabais, and then becomes like a guest with him. An additional reason that he doesn't lend his house that he should make it forbidden on him. That's what's been the Tzitzit Shabbos, Machzor Shekel, Shartzin brings him later on Sivkot Nun Hei, and he disagrees with them. That's an inclined Shubas Mechas Yitzchok, Shem Zalman, Paskins Lahachma, like it's like the Pin of the Chaznish, and like the Be'al Lachom, and Shin Ein Sev Gimel, and what we wrote over there. Dish number 20, that we only say this Svar by the Maske, not by the Seicher. Now the reason that the rental of a house is not effective for the schiris of the Erev, we find that in two explanations. One, Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Chazal, Masakin schiris, so that should be difficult in the eye of the Jew to rent to the non-Jew, and through that he'll leave his residence, and if you would permit by all rental of an apartment, the Yid would never leave over there. Chazanish explains that by schiris for an Erev, you have to go ahead and rent the schus hashtamchus in the part of the Nachri in the Chazar, so that you have a part in the residence of the Nachri, and therefore it requires a special schiris, not the regular schiris that you rented your apartment from him. Dish number 21, so he said, if you have to be rent from him his rishos. However, the Chaznish is medak from the words of the Goyis Ashri in Erevin, Nimdar Zerua, which is the source of the words of Ramah. They writes in the beginning that you have to rent from the Nachri every Erev Shabbos. And he adds on, and V'chein Yisrael Hadarim Nachri, Baal Beisa Bebeisach, if he lives with the landlord of one house, even though that he gives him the Schar of the Dira, you have to rent from him every Shabbos so that you could carry, so that to be Matriach on Yisrael to leave over there. So it sounds like, according to the opinion, that you don't have to rent every Shabbos, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin later on, Sevav, so then the first Schiris would be effective that he rented the apartment and the Chatzah. But the Chaznish writes that you can reject the Raya from over there and he rents with Tzachim. Dish number 22. So they're not considered as one, and they have to rent from the non-Jew. The reason they explain the basis is that since the Israelim live in two different houses, the Nachri is afraid from them, and they're not concerned from them, and therefore it's something that's common that they would live in such a way, and they were chazal geizer to require rental from the Nachri in that case. Dusha number 25. This is that the Bialocha writes, that if there's no Balabais living over there, so the non-Jewish renter makes a forbidden with his residence. Rav Kopshitz writes that this only opinion according to the opinion of the Ramah, but according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that's brought in Shartzin Sif Kot Vav, that only if the landlord could remove him, he doesn't make a forbidden. So in such a case, then even if the Balabais is not living over there, the Nachri would not make a forbidden, and it would be enough if one Yid would be permanent over there in that perimeter. Dish number 26, we said that there'd be a problem because you could always be mevatel and then you would forget the halacha of the Erev. Now, there is no difference between the situation that we have regarding every Bittul Rishos. We're not concerned that you can forget the halacha of Erev. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Erev of Samach Gimel writes that in all places, the Erev is better than Bittul, because since through the Erev, they all could carry, and through Bittul, no. So if we're not concerned that we can forget the halacha of Erev, which is not the case when the non-Jew lives with them, he doesn't want to rent his property, and they cannot make an Erev. If we're going to permit to mevatel Rishos to each other, you have to be concerned that they're always going to be mevatel, and they're going to forget the halacha of Erev.